This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Taylor Quimby, in for Virginia Prescott. Most of us can grasp the concept of wind or solar power, but what about supplying the power for an entire building using algae? Algae biofuel has made headlines recently as an alternative to fossil fuels for cars and jets, and last year a five-story building in Hamburg, Germany was covered with algae-filled panels to test its viability as an energy source for buildings. The results thus far have been fairly impressive, but will algae prove to be a practical way to power our homes? Ben Schiller is a staff writer for Fast Company's Coexist, where we found his article, "This Algae-Powered Building Actually Works." And Ben, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me.
So the title of your article sort of gets, I think, a little to the surprise that we might all feel when we hear about this concept. So I guess the question is, how does an algae-powered building actually work?
Well, that's a good question. So this building is, I should say, it's an apartment building. It has real people living inside. It's not some concept. And the way it works is on two sides, the south side and the west side, it's completely covered in these panels. They're about an inch thick. And throughout the day, these panels, it's kind of this green gunk, is pumped full of CO2, compressed CO2, and also these nutrients. And when the sunlight hits the panels, the algae multiplies and it gives off this heat. And then this heat can be captured by the building systems, and the actual biomass inside the panels can be captured as well and harvested, and that can be sold off for secondary uses like pharmaceutical products and some food products. So the idea is to have a completely enclosed system producing heat and secondary materials at the same time.
And yeah, like you said, it looks kind of funky, almost like a green rectangular lava lamp. So are we talking about this algae powering literally everything in the building, you know, lights, heat, everything?
No. At the moment, I think it's powering about 50% of the overall energy demand. There's also some solar panels on the roof. And I think there's some kind of CHP gas system as well, which is kind of backing the whole thing up. But the people behind this, who are very sophisticated European engineers, are hoping to gradually increase the output of the actual algae system. So I think over time that they might get somewhere near 100% for the overall building.
Now, you mentioned it's a residential building holding actual tenants. What do they think?
Real people. Well, I haven't spoken to them, but I think they're excited to be there. I mean, they get free energy because it's being sponsored, and it's pretty cool because when they invite round their friends, it's obviously an aesthetic and kind of unusual thing to show them. So it's pretty exciting, I think.
Okay, so let's, I guess, just break down maybe the pros and the cons of using algae as a power source. What are the benefits, and what maybe would be the drawbacks?
Well, the benefit is, I mean, it's like a lot of renewable production, like solar panels, for instance. Once you've installed the system, there's basically zero marginal cost to every extra sort of unit of energy you produce after that. So that's a tremendous benefit. There's also a benefit in sequestering CO2 because you're pumping CO2 into the system all day. I mean, it's not a huge benefit, but you've got the benefit actually from putting in the CO2 into the system, and also the benefit from the CO2 you're not producing from another source of energy production. So it's kind of double whammy there. And also that I think it's also teaching the public about energy production. It's a very kind of visible energy system out there, and I think it gets people thinking. It's educational.
Okay, so what about the drawbacks then? There's got to be some, right?
Well, the drawbacks is that this is a kind of first of its kind, and anything that's first of its kind is bound to be expensive. These are very specialist systems, and it takes a lot of engineering and maintenance and so on. It's not just like turning on a switch in your garage and getting immediate power. So we're talking very high-end buildings, I think, that would have this, and some specialist applications. I mean, the guy I was talking to at the engineering company, Arup, was talking about possible applications in data centers, which are obviously extremely energy-hungry buildings, and they get very hot. So there's kind of two possible benefits there. One is that you, offset some of your energy costs, but also these systems are very good at shading, because when the sunlight hits the the panel. It absorbs the sunlight and takes down the heat.
So you mentioned data centers. That makes a lot of sense to me. But I have to wonder, in terms of residential use, if they were trying to expand it, do you think people would be able to handle, you know, the sort of experimental look that these panels offer on a large scale? I mean, it's pretty cool, but at the same time, we're talking about green ooze on the side of a building.
Well, exactly. I think you've said it exactly. I think this is probably an acquired taste, something that you certain people would like and certain people would just think is the worst. Yeah, I think, as I said, I think it's specialist applications and specialist people that are going to want this.
Well, Ben Schiller, thanks so much for speaking with me today.
Thanks very much.
Ben Schiller is a staff writer for Fast Company's Coexist, where we found his article, "This Algae-Powered Building Actually Works." And you can find a link to the article where you can see some pictures of the building at our website, wordofmouthradio.org.